was.
All right, we are live again. G'day guys, how are you going? We're Alex and Jacob from The Tripod. As you know, if you've watched us over the first quarter of the NRL season, we break down every single NRL game every week from a betting perspective. Last week we went 8-2, which is for a $100 better. You know, you're nearly up $600 or $550, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, six rounds
really
into the season, we've only had one losing round. In that round, we went 4 out of 9. So even then, we've only lost, you know, one bet differential. So
roughly.
It's been a great season for us. Our record is 40-16. So 40 winners, only 16 losers. These are meant to be 50-50
picks. Which is ridiculous, really.
We're kind of proving they're anything but 50-50 once we make them a best bet.
That's it.
We've got more best bets for you this weekend. Easter weekend, special festive occasion.
Yeah, festive occasion this week. It's going to be a good weekend. We're not even going to be in town.
Yeah, we're both out of town. I need to breathe out. I've had a busy day. I've been in a frenzy.
Oh, Jesus.
But I've looked at the slate. I like the slate.
I like the slate this week.
We both like the slate. Usually that means money for the punters. I want to straight away give a shout out to our God, Sol.
Yeah, to God. He's there. He's already in.
In trust.
Thank God. All right, we said last week, this guy, like, we are doing really well in the NRL. Like, if you followed our tips, like we said, if you're a $100 punter, you're up something like $1,800 this season. And likewise, if you're a $1,000 punter, you're up, you know, nearly $20,000.
I think you're over $2,000 this season now, 40-16.
Yeah, well,
that's 24 more winners than losers.
Yeah.
So I think we're over $2,000 now.
Which is really, really good. Yeah. But Sol Fine, in our group, he's the soccer expert and he has been absolutely killing it. And he's going to give out live on the pod today his favourite two plays for tonight's
game. Yeah, speaking
games.
Of killing it, we've got blokes killing it in AFL, we've got Super Rugby, we've got racing, every sport you like. And that's all in our group. And the link to our group is in the description for this video. So join the group and we've got giveaways.
That's
we give
it.
Away cash, we give away free bets. We've got every offer that you want and get heads up on
definitely.
All the best tips.
And just a reminder as well, you guys would have heard us talk about the 100K challenge, which we ran a couple of weeks ago. Obviously, we didn't quite get there, but as a consolation prize for everyone that was involved, there's a chance for you to win $250 cash. So just head over to our group if you were in the 100K challenge and look for Jacob Wins post in the group. Chance to win $250 cash.
Yep, you beauty. So as you said last week, we went 8-2. We were both at the Broncos and we had bet against the Broncos. We said no try in the first 8 minutes. There fucking was one.
Yep.
McCulloch over from dummy half. Where's the D? Where's the D at Roosters?
Garbage.
That's the worst D I've seen in 6 weeks from them. And of course, we actually had the Roosters plus 2.5. That was nowhere near enough. They needed about 20.5. So, you know, when you go 0-2 in the first night of the round, you're thinking could be grim, tight.
You might have a losing week,
You'd be lucky to claw back your money, and we've won 8 straight then, so we are running hot, 8 straight winners. You go and flip a coin and try and pick correct outcome 8 times in a row. I mean, it's going to take a lot of times to do that. So.
Bloody oath.
It ain't easy making money in this league, but we've been able to do it, and let's continue.
Let's continue it on. Now, no Thursday games this week because of the Easter weekend. We got the Bulldogs on Friday night. They are 1.5 point favourites hosting the Rabbitohs, 37.5 the total.
You say Friday night, that'll be like, I think because it's Easter
Friday.
I think afternoon game. And they've had some...
Because there's 3 Friday games this week.
Yeah, they've had some classics, these two teams.
Yep.
So to me, the wrong team is favoured here.
Yeah,
I don't know what you think.
Too.
I feel like the Bulldogs, you know, they're skinny already. Like, obviously, Hopewadi's out, but now Brad Abbey's out as well.
Clemmer's out.
Clemmer is a massive out, you know, even though he hasn't played that good footy.
Yep.
As we saw the Rabbitohs, you know, going into Penrith, yes, Penrith was undermanned, but still, Penrith's maybe the deepest roster in the comp. And for the Rabbitohs to, you know, they scored the first try of the Rabbitohs, but then Penrith scored 14 unanswered, I think, on them. And then the Rabbitohs came back and won that game. That shows a lot of composure. The Rabbitohs are, you know, to be taken seriously.
Definitely.
I feel like they're the better side here. I feel like the best player on the field is Adam Reynolds.
Also agree.
You know, Cody Walker last week was a stud, and people need to understand how good he is. I love that halves combo.
Yeah,
I don't quite get this one. I think we've got to jump. Is the best line we can get 1.5?
I haven't looked around too much.
Yeah.
I know that the Bulldogs are like $1.73 on some sites, so I'll have to look around for a flat too. But yeah, I agree with you. I think the wrong side's favoured here. I think the Rabbitohs have the much better roster. It's not a home field advantage for the Bulldogs in this one. But yeah, like you said, you know, Clemmer's out. That's a massive out. And for mine... You know, you watched last week's game. Like I've said all season, you know, Mbai is absolutely terrible. And their offense just looks horrible with him in there. And he comes out, Frawley comes in, and all of a sudden he's a spark, and they actually play some decent footy. But Mbai's starting this week, and I just think he's horrible.
You know
that
what
is
else?
One of the worst halves combos in the
comp. Watched the Bulldogs last week against the Knights, and I think they were down 10 or 12-0. And the commentators were saying that the Knights haven't held anyone scoreless since about 2011. Some crazy shit like that. And then the Doggies get a try right on the stroke of halftime. Actually, the Doggies dropped the ball. The Knights should have scored.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They didn't. They dropped it, and then the Dogs made like a 70-meter break and scored. So it was a 12-point swing on halftime, and they, you know, they win the game by two tries. But, you know, that doesn't tell the whole story.
No.
But, and that's only the Knights. So, yeah, you're right. I think
and that's it. And
it's a best bet, the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, definitely. The Rabbitohs are a best bet. We'll have a look around for the best line. But, yeah, another point on that one is the Dogs won by 12 points last week. They weren't 12 points better that game. They were up by 6 very, very late. And the Knights actually, for mine, scored a try that got disallowed. It got given a try and then got disallowed.
Oh,
and that was very late. Maybe he dropped it. All right, anyway, but there's no way that the Bulldogs should have covered that 6.5 line. So we love the Rabbits there. Friday next game, we got the Knights plus 12 points against the Roosters, 39.5 to total.
So that leads well into it, that the Knights were a bit hard done by. They give you good effort every single week. I've got to give a shout out to Kieran Hunt, who just shared our video. Love
you. Good on you, mate.
Kay Hunt. And the Knights in this one, I've seen that line at 10.5 as well.
Yep.
We should say we discuss the bets now, we discuss all games right now, but we finalise the best bets after the pod, and then we find the best value. We look on all the bookies, we find the best lines we can, and then we post it in our group. That's why you need to be in the group. That's going to be, actually, because I'm flying out tomorrow morning, that's going to be probably tonight, as well as a couple multis for the round.
We'll post out best bets
tonight
and the multi, and maybe I'll
post
pod this tomorrow morning.
You know, whenever we have a game with a double-digit handicap, you know, spread over double digits, in this case 12, or I've seen 10.5, you're basically, we're never going to take the favourite. We're never going to lay the points, because we just do not lay... We rarely
we don't
lay
anything.
Look at us. But certainly not double digits in the NRL. It's
no,
the closest
it's
a, comp
that's right,
in
yeah.
the world. But you only want to take the underdog if you can believe they can win. I don't. I think it's a great spot for the Roosters to bounce back. Still very strong. I don't think they lost anybody out of that Brisbane match.
Latrell's rested.
Oh, Latrell. Yep. Rested or injured.
Wow.
Yeah,
man,
I did see that.
Resting.
Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
But Joseph Manu is actually like quite a gun and like... fucking fast. I remember last year he ran down Bevan French, so he's fast. So I still think Roosters are far too classy for him here. I was thinking if that line was like 9.5, because I saw 10.5, I would lay the points with the Roosters. I think they're good multi fodder. I think throw them in your multi there. Well,
they won't lose.
Lucy's lock of the week.
Lock of the week is the Roosters, yeah. Look, it's a dead set stay away from me. You know, you've got the Knights at home, and they're catching 12 points. But the problem is, you know, I can't back against the Knights because they had a phony non-cover last week. They were within 6. They could have won that game, really, and they lost it by a bigger margin than it should have. The reason I can't go against the Roosters is they got absolutely blown out early in the week. They've got an extra day to prepare for this one, and they're one of the best teams in the comp, in my opinion. So, you know, Latrell Mitchell is a superstar, so I can't take the Roosters with him gone. So it's just some of these games you just have to stay away from. So this is one of them. Next up, the Broncos are 12.5. I've seen 14 as well point favourites against the Titans, 46.5 the total. I like a few bets in this one.
Yeah, and so I wanted to make a point about the Roosters, and you know, we witnessed firsthand Roosters Broncos.
Yes.
And I swear, whenever we bet against the Broncos, we live in Brisbane, we're actually Broncos fans.
It's so grim.
But we don't, you know, favour our team. We're not biased. We are fans of money more than any team in the NRL. But I swear, every time we bet against Brisbane and go to the game, they always fucking
it's
save
fuck.
Their
they
best performance.
Yeah,
and they do win. But we don't overreact. I still, like, this might sound really strange, I'm still very confident the Roosters are a better team than the Broncos. Okay?
Absolutely.
But on the night, the Roosters were shit. They just could not... They refused to tackle. So, you know, we move on from that. And I come away from that game still thinking the Roosters... Doesn't change my opinion. Still know that's a top four side.
Mm-hmm.
And Brisbane, okay, maybe we have underrated them. We have to be fluid in our opinions. Maybe they are... We've been saying fringe eight side. Maybe they are more like a solid kind of...
Maybe they're...
Top... I don't know, 6 to 8
I don't think
position.
They're top 6, though.
Yeah,
I think they're 7
having
great,
lost
team,
Hunt
maybe.
As well,
yeah.
Hunt being out, not that he was setting the league on fire, but they're not at full strength either. I know Cody Nicarima will play all right.
But he won't. He's not, it's
now,
not
this
be
one,
the same.
Rivalry game, and the Titans will definitely give everything they've got. They do every single week.
Yep.
But, I mean, you're still missing Ignatius Parsi. Mm-hmm. I think Kevin Proctor is still out. Obviously, no Hayne playing.
Yes.
So they're just not full strength.
Not
although
full strength.
Although Nathan Peets might be back. Well, that will help.
He's named,
I mean,
so.
I could only look to the Titans here. I just have a funny feeling that even if they hang tough early, that Brisbane could, like, come over the top of them, as
Wayne Bennett
says sometimes. So I don't know. I'm looking at markets like no try in the first 7.5 minutes.
Seven and a half,
I know we like that one.
Yes, that's a good one.
You know, that means you've only got to sweat 7.5. Not, it's usually 8.
Yeah, that's right. It's because the total's
maybe,
so high. The total, it's It's an under game for me. I mean, 46.5 is really, really high.
It is.
You don't have Ben Hunt. And the Broncos are one of those sides, you know, I know they sort of blew out the Roosters last week, but they're not the kind of side that's going to blow you out. I do like the no try in the first 7.5 minutes bet, because we always like doing that with the Broncos, because they do tend to take penalties if they get awarded early, which, you know, runs off a couple minutes of the clock. Peach is a good addition. I think as well, you've got to look at something like you were saying, the Broncos might come over the top. Jesus, I'm not going to say that. But look at like a Titans first half spread or something.
That's
like that.
What
you
I was
can probably
say.
Get like...
If you could you get know, 8. Six,
yeah, if you could get a flat get eight, that would be really solid.
Or first half under.
Yeah, because, or a first half under, something like that.
I think that they can
like
hang
that.
Tight, especially after they just got obliterated by the Raiders. I think they'll be really keen to try and start well, because the Titans have had a lot of bad starts this year.
So, yeah. I would almost be tempted to take Titans plus 14. That line is just a bit too high for me, so... All right, moving on. Saturday's games, we've got the Sea Eagles plus 4 points against the Storm, 38.5 the total.
Interesting one. The Sea Eagles came...
Fucking thing in my eye.
Oh,
you take over, mate.
Yeah, the Sea Eagles came crashing back down to earth. We've been all over them early in the first, you know, sort of five rounds. And then last week, we were kind of wise enough to go against them. We had Manly under 23 points.
Yeah.
And how many did they end
they
up with?
They got smoked.
Did they score one try?
Six,
yeah, they had none at halftime. Oh, no, they'd score one just before halftime, and that was the only one they got.
Yeah, they got thumped.
Yeah, they did. They got smoked by Dragons. Mm-hmm. So, we, you know, another best bet winner for us there. So now they're playing home at Lottoland again. Mm-hmm. You know, the Storm... Jeez, I had to listen to some shit in our forum of people going on and on and on. I can't believe you bet against the Storm. You guys don't know anything. The Storm's unbeatable. The Storm's the best team of the last decade. And then they come out and fucking
drop
score zero tries.
Turd.
Yep, and drop a steaming turd on the field. And yeah,
first time
I bet
ever
all
not
the Storm apologists out there will say, oh, it was raining.
Mm.
I don't hear Cronulla complaining about it's raining. I hear Cronulla going in there and getting the job done, and Cronulla's not even a great team.
Yeah,
all right.
No,
so
not.
I'm
they're
sorry to take
side.
My frustrations out on you, but now the Storm probably do bounce back, and
they
I think
do.
Jesse Bromwich named in the 21.
Yeah,
people need to understand how good of a player he is. Who else is maybe back for him?
Munster's back.
Is Munster back?
Yeah. Named on the bench though, so he's not starting.
Yeah. And can't remember. Is McLean maybe back as well?
Yeah, possibly.
So
look at the team list.
I mean, at this point in time.
Because the Storm
are
the better roster. They're a much better roster. And even though Manly is flying high, even though they had a shit game last week, obviously. But, look, I think the line's probably about right. And that's what we say sometimes, you know, the bookies don't make mistakes that often with the lines, but our job is to find them. And, you know, I think the Storm are probably a converted try better, and they're not at home. The Storm coming off a poor loss, but Manly coming off a poor loss as well. So it's just a dead set stay
if
away
anything,
from me.
Though, and I don't.
Plus
we don't
Manly
usually.
A couple dudes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. With Tapau and Nate Miles out, I know Manly's got the big beef to kind of replace them, because Lussick has only just come back in the side. Blokes like Lloyd Perrott, but you know, still, you know, meaningful outs. If anything, I would be looking to the favourite here. You know,
if
we could find a -3.5, you know that you have the kicking edge as well. You have to look at the Storm in this one.
Yeah, no, that's the only way I could look, definitely. But I wouldn't lay 4,
I'd lay
3.5.
They don't lose back-to-back
games
very often.
No, that's true.
As much
true,
as I just
true.
Bagged them, I was mainly just bagging
and
all the people.
And the thing is, it's kind of a phony loss last week that you don't look too much into, because, I mean,
there wasn't
a
much
big
in it.
Torrential downpour is the great equaliser, so I wouldn't look too much into that Storm loss. Moving on halfway through, we need to get Solvine to...
Well, speaking of torrential downpour, so I'm flying to New Zealand tomorrow. Apparently, it's the biggest cyclone in 50 years is hitting Auckland when I fly in.
I'm going to be doing pods by myself next
week. Just my luck, my luck.
I'm flying into Rocky, mate, so
oh, you're going to
drown.
Yippoon, where there's already been
drown.
Torrential floods.
Yes.
Yeah, so, all right, is our man...
Sol, speak to us.
Sol.
I don't know how... There he is. He's here.
Okay, so this man... I can't call him a man. He's not a man.
He's not.
He's a mythical being that has the 2017 Sports Almanac. I mean,
we don't even know if he has future years as well. Yeah.
He's taken the piss. He's giving out correct scores now.
Yeah, now he's giving out correct scores.
You know, I don't know much about soccer, but I know Arsenal was favourite over Crystal Palace, and he's telling people Crystal Palace is going
to
win 3-0.
And they were 4-1 underdogs, I think, to win.
50-1 that they would win
3-0. 50-1 that they'd win
3-0. What I want people who are watching to do, who really aren't here for us, to hear for Sol, is to hit that thumbs up, hit the likes. Let's get some likes for Sol. Let's give
and
some respect.
And then he's going to,
and what we need is, what
drop
Sol's going
to
do, he's going to give us his favourite play overnight. Now, Sol
he
posts...
said maybe even two.
Oh.
We're up for a double
we're
up tonight.
We're all ears. All right, Sol. Hit us with your
top
play.
Yeah.
We've got Champions League football. I think there's 3 games on tomorrow. So, as I said in the Tripod NRL Tips Forum, we've got...
And join the group as well, because he drops all his plays only in the group.
We
so that's
soccer
where
fans,
that's
but
where
we are big fans
him,
of money. So. What he's doing is crazy.
And dead set, everyone in the group, all they do is they say they go to bed, they check their betting accounts in the morning, and they pretty much make money during the, while they sleep, which
Here
is,
come
which
the
is
likes.
Always good. So there we go.
He might be camera shy.
Oh,
I don't
know. No. All right. Well, this is the he can drop it in the comments anyway. We
so keep
just
your eye
on
the comments,
the all right?
But what Sol's going to do is drop probably the best two soccer bets you're ever going to make this season. That's going to be in the comments, so look for Sol Fine.
We always say gamble responsibly, but as much money as you have, you should probably put it on that.
I mean, within reason.
Within reason, fellas.
Only what you can afford to lose.
All right, back to the NRL. We've got the Raiders hosting the Warriors. Raiders are anywhere from sort of 8, 8.5 point favourites, 44.5 the total.
You know that you say that, but you can actually catch 10 with the Warriors as well.
Bullshit.
I've seen
Where's
on William
that?
Hill tonight. So,
That is tasty.
Yeah, we were
that
talking about this game, and I actually wanted to give it out at Warriors plus 8.5. Now, I've come out and said that I think Warriors still has a roster that can contend, and I do see a difference with Kieran Foran there.
Definitely.
He takes pressure off Sean Johnson.
Bloody
oath. He organises them in attack. I think, you know, defence, which is something that they weren't doing in the first 5 weeks, is an attitude thing.
And the funniest
and
thing is,
are.
I'll tell you, when Foran wasn't there and it was just Johnson, he did set touch the ball less on fifth tackle options than he does now.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like,
no, that team's gelling now.
Yep.
They've got the, you know, the athletes. They've got
And they're a confidence
the
side. Two wins on the trot.
Fuck me. You know who else has athletes and has confidence is the Raiders.
Two wins on the trot
they
too.
Were a steam train, okay? They obliterated the Titans and, you know, and we had three best bets all in the Raiders that all won easily.
They are ruthless.
And you hate going against the Raiders down in Canberra, but at plus 10, we are going to think long and hard about that because we nearly gave it out at plus 8.5. The issue, as you said to me, is like, well, you'd almost prefer to play them to win.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's like this with a lot of those, like with the Raiders and especially with the Warriors. They're one of those sides, you know, they can light it up or they can just drop a steaming turd. Oh, Tigers as well. Yeah true. But the Warriors are one of those teams that can absolutely light it up. They can be on fire or they can just drop a steaming turd on your chest. And the problem is when you're taking, you know, 10 points in Canberra, Canberra's one of those sides as well that at home they can just pile them on. And we saw that last week. Even though they weren't at home, they absolutely steamrolled. So the problem is, you know, do I feel safe taking plus 10 with the Warriors, even though I know that it is the right side, you know, when you know, a little under 50% of the time, Raiders might, you know, absolutely blow them out. It's just a lot of variation.
Yeah,
and when there's a lot of variation like that, you don't love taking the points.
If we do take the Warriors plus 10, it doesn't mean we think they're better than the Raiders. I do think the Raiders are probably slightly better than the Warriors, and they're at home. So, I mean, I do think the Raiders win this game, but 10's too many, so we'll look closely at
that. You know what I was actually thinking? You were talking about this market last week, but I was thinking that, you know, with a big line like that, you got 10, you've got, you know, a decent total. But if we looked at something like, you know, like a Warriors try handicap or something like that, because, you know, the Raiders have an absolutely gun kicker, the Warriors don't. So, you know, even if the Raiders are up, you know, 10, 12 points or something like that, you know, if you could get like a plus, you know, 2.5 or something.
Two.
Yeah, you'd want a flat 2 or something like that, but that could be not a bad bet. You know, that way they have to lose by 3 tries or score 3 tries less for you to lose your bet.
Yeah, always
that's
trying to find angles. And speaking of finding angles, oh, jeez, that's grim. Sorry.
What
are you doing,
mate?
But I saw Sol commented, so I'm trying to find
it.
I want to repeat.
No, every time someone comments, it goes back to the top. You won't find it.
No, quick.
You
oh, no, sorry, lads.
Get your fucking finger off this.
Sorry,
phone.
That's cool.
All right.
But Sol has commented his favourite soccer plays overnight, so you should all be scrolling if you can.
Yeah.
I was trying to read it. I want to make money off it as well.
Up. I would say, look, it's much easier to just scroll after the video, but the issue is so many people get on Sol's plays that the line dead set moves 10, 20 cents within the
I've
first
seen
hour.
When
so.
He gives it out and they suspend the market on
yeah,
the sports
bet
because he's like,
market,
all so. These people are betting on, like, you know, the Dutch...
Third division
Yeah,
Dutch
reserves
league.
Or something like that, reserve league.
Yeah.
So, lads, do yourself a favour and check that out. Do yourself another favour, join the group.
I love this game. Dragons are -8, consensus. I've actually seen 10 against the Cowboys, 38.5 the total.
Yeah, and I actually wanted to... You know, I told you I'm flying to New Zealand tomorrow, and I need to, like, get something off my chest. I want to, like, tell everyone that I've fallen in love.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, I don't know if it's legal. I don't know exactly how it's going to work. If you can marry a handicap line, but Cowboys plus 10. I am in love with Cowboys plus 10.
Lucky you didn't say marry an Asian
handicap. It was love at first.
I love plus 10.
I'm in love with Cowboys plus 10. Everything just screams. It's just perfect to me. Yeah. It's a thing of beauty. Cowboys is plus 10. Why are they catching plus 10? So, I mean, the Dragons, yeah, we loved the Dragons. We've grabbed heaps of value on them this season. We've made plenty of money on them. We said
made money on them last week.
That team actually can score points now, and they've always been able to defend. But no Dugan.
No Dugan.
The thing is, when a key player gets injured, if the team wins without that key player, and usually the team will lift with a key player out like they did last week, then everyone forgets how important that player is. Dugan is still a fucking important player. He's still one of the best five fullbacks in the league.
Definitely.
And five fullbacks, like, the most important position in attack in this day and age, I reckon. Okay, so you've got a Dragons missing their best attacking weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Playing against the Cowboys team. Okay, we know who's out. You know, Matt Scott's out.
Yep.
You know, JT.
Granville. Coop.
But, yes, that's right. But, you know, they actually have replacements at a couple of those positions
Ponga
now.
Solid.
I mean, I think opportunity, you know, Ponga can replace Coot. I think real opportunity for Morgan to step up and demand the ball a bit more. Ben Hampton knows how to play, come from the Storm system. Is it Leary playing at hooker? I think that is a drop down from Drake Granville. You know, I'm not here to tell you that they're not going to miss those players.
Yeah.
But I think the team really lifts. I think Taumalolo is a monster and
he is
the best forward in the comp. Justin O'Neill coming back into the outside backs bolsters that. Blokes like Javid Bowen and Felt, you know. Well, he Felt is arguably trying to get a Queensland jumper. You know, they've got quality outside backs. And the forward pack, you know, like Cohen Hess is playing the house down. Speaking of rep footy,
try-scoring machine.
This team, they showed us in the last couple of years, even when JT missed a game for Origin, they don't just mail it in, this Cowboys team. They've got belief and they fight, if anything, they fight even harder because they know that they need to do it for JT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, injured player theory as well.
That's right.
And you can explain injured player theory if you want.
Yeah, sure. So, injured player theory, it's a fairly good tool that we like to use in sports betting, and it's when your key player or one of your key players gets injured or gets suspended the week before and then you have to deal with him the next week. Quite often in betting, you like to bet on that team, not only because the team tends to lift to put in a good performance with them gone, but also because the public sees the key player out and everyone bets the opposite side. And all we have to do is look at the look-ahead line, which was before the week. Cowboys were 4.5-point favourites in this one. Now, you know, obviously they've lost JT, you know, they've lost Granville, they've lost Coot, but this line has shifted freaking 14.5 points.
Plus,
don't tell
Granville
me that.
Plus, I think Granville was already out.
Well, Granville's already out, and then Coot and Coot and Thurston. But don't tell me they're worth 14 points. And don't tell me that you're going to lay 10 points with the Dragons when a total's 38.5.
Don't be laying 10.
Dragons are overrated. They're top of the ladder, but they're not as that good of a team. The Cowboys, yes, they're missing some players, but they've got enough to keep it close, if not win the game for me.
Yeah, Cowboys can win the game. I've actually got a bonus pick that actually I'll save. And someone else, I've got to give a heads up. It might be Craig Blake, and I'm sorry if it wasn't. There's so many people in the group giving great tips, but I've seen a really good value kind of bonus tip on this game that we're going to find the best odds for, and we'll post in the group as well.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, definitely value on this game. And I mean,
I love this
round.
We've got
to maybe look
with
a really low total. We may be looking at a Cowboys over as well.
Bloody oath. Or maybe even a Cowboys try line over because they're missing the kicker. I like this game too. Panthers, -2.5 points, hosting the Sharks, 38.5 total.
As do I. And we went against Penrith last week, even though we've, you know, both probably said they're as much of a shot as anyone to make in the grand final. I think
that's not their full-strength roster. Yeah.
It was nothing close to their full-strength roster last week.
Mm-hmm.
So who have we got coming back? Obviously, Moylan. Hiku actually may
Blake.
Not... So Moylan and Blake, Hiku may not find himself in the 17, but that's because they got deep outside
they're
back.
Deep.
And I noticed Peachy's named again.
Yes.
So he had a broken rib, so I broke my rib, and actually, to my credit, I kept playing, so...
What were you playing?
Well, soccer, but... still. You think I'm playing rugby league? This frame, mate?
Yeah, no,
people, every single
not,
week,
mate.
People comment, like, oh, have you guys ever played league and shit? I'm like...
They say that to you, mate?
Yeah, and obviously I say, no, I haven't, mate, but there's plenty of people that have played league that don't make money betting on league.
No,
so,
that's very,
you know,
very true.
That, there is a reason why there's 10,000 people in our group, I'll say that much.
Bloody oath.
What was my point?
Your point is that we love
Peachy's
the Panthers.
Back.
Your point
the
is that we love the Panthers. The Sharks, phony win against the Storm. Yes, they won 9-2. Yes, everyone says, oh, what a great forward pack. They grounded out. But look, you cannot look into those games too much. And if anything, you know, you want to look at the team that loses that game because it's just basically a coin flip when you've got torrential downpour like that. So the Sharks aren't as good as that performance. They've got a short turnaround. The Panthers are the much better roster. Seguiaro's out for a number of weeks now. That's going to hurt them. But first of all, you know, we cast our eyes back to the start of the season. The Panthers are the premiership favourites, equal premiership favourites with the Storm. Now, what's changed since then? Their roster hasn't changed. The Sharks were maybe eighth favourites to win the comp since then. What's changed? Not too much. They've lost Seguiaro for this one. We're catching the Panthers at home, you know, laying 2.5 points, which is basically home field, with a much, much better roster in a pretty much must win. They are 2-4. They have to win this game.
You're absolutely right. Like, and I criticised Anthony Griffin last week and said, like, it's really hard to win the comp if you don't finish in the top four. And, I mean, the Penrith at home to the Bunnies, they should win that game. And then they go and sit out, you know, four important players. Yep. Oh, sorry, I mean, Peachy broke his rib, but three important players. And you lose the game by 1 point, you know. Mm-hmm.
Those players are going to want to prove themselves this week, I'll tell you.
But, yep. You know, in September, you're going to look back on that and say, you know, that one win we would have been, you know, in the top four with two chances. Instead, here we are, you know, staring down the barrel.
Exactly
Someone's mentioned Cardi. The issue I've got with Cardi is he gets named in the 21 every week. You don't know if he can actually play because he's got that ankle or foot injury.
It's a plus if he plays, we're not expecting him to.
But yeah, I'm with you. And in fact, I saw -2. I don't know if it's still available, but you love the Penny Panthers this week. The better team at home.
Yep, bloody oath. And I was actually almost going to look for... Oh, sorry, maybe a Panthers, you know, over. It's a pretty low total. I know the Sharks have decent defense, but, you know, that's also padded their stats from last week where they only conceded 2 points, you know, so, and that's not truly reflective of their defense either. So maybe Panthers to score more tries or more points, something like that. Last game of the round, we've got the Eels hosting the Tigers, -3.5 point favorites. The Eels are 41.5 the total.
And heaps of people have said, like, what's wrong with the Eels? And, like, I had the Eels, I think I had them making the eight.
I had them eight.
And I still think they have the quality to do it. Now, Bevan French is still out this week, and he's a, you know, a massive part of that team, and that's why we bet against them last week, and we, you know, made our money pretty comfortably taking the Warriors. We weren't afraid, even though people keep saying don't bet the Warriors. We've had them 2 weeks in a row, and we've made money.
Cash the ticket. It's all that matters.
But, you know, what is wrong with the Eels? Well, let's go back to, you know, this four-game losing streak. Mm-hmm. They lose against the Titans when they had the lead and
kept dropping
the ball, kept giving away penalties, and the Titans just guts it out, and the Titans
first
pulled their
pants down.
First
game without Hayne,
Then they went and lost to the Sharks. Again, they just dropped so much ball, and the Sharks were a quality team. You drop a lot of ball against a quality team, you're not going to be able to beat them. No. Then they went down and lost in Canberra. I mean, that's like the toughest place you can go and play football these days. Yep. And now they go over the ditch and lose to like a fired-up, fully healthy New Zealand. So, you know what? There's not much wrong with the Eels. They've just played four opposition that were all really hot on the day.
And haven't played awfully well.
Yeah, so we're going to find value betting on the Eels in the next few weeks. Not necessarily this week, because, I mean, that Tigers team showed us everything we'd been begging to see for the first four rounds.
And the one time, I mean, we even talked about it on the pod, we were talking about, you know, what we're going to talk about on the pod beforehand. We're saying we have to take the Tigers, and then the news of Moses comes out, and it was such an obvious play, and we got scared off.
Yeah, and I wrote this in the forum that, like, we were all over it. We wanted to bet Tigers to win. We wanted to bet Tigers with a handicap, and I know it's one of those things, like, oh, I was going to back that.
I know.
But we literally did say it. But then when Moses demanded out, when we did the pod, we didn't know if he was actually going to be playing or if he'd be wearing a Parramatta jersey that weekend. Yep. So we got scared off it. We thought maybe the team's just in turmoil. No one even wants to be there.
Yep.
But they showed they do want to be there. They fought hard for Cleary. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. Yep. As we know that they did beat the cows, and you know, if you'd been in our forum, you would have seen the tip at $9.35 odds of Tigers to lead at halftime and full time. And we commented on that and said that's great value.
Absolutely.
And it gets up, and that's the second time this year. You know, six rounds. Yeah, we've had a massive underdog winner already. So we know how to pick them.
I'm going to try and talk you into Eels here. They need this game like absolute blood. Not only that, there's a lot of turmoil going on with the Tigers now. Not only, you know, Moses doing a double backflip saying he's going back to the Tigers, but then now going back to the Eels. And if he goes to the Eels, this is going to be his last game in a Tigers jersey. They said he can't go to the Eels before they play, you know, before the Tigers play the Eels in this round. So how hard is he going to try if he knows he's going to the Eels, you know, in week eight? Not only that, apparently now Woods and Tedesco have been offered big contracts for the Bulldogs. You know, it's just a lot of off-field drama, and they just put in massively last week. They banded together, they put in one of their best efforts, and, you know, this is just a letdown spot for me for a team that, you know, I think, you know, doesn't knows that their final aspirations are pretty much done. They're not a top eight team. You know, this is a huge letdown spot for them. I think the Eels still believe that they can make the top eight, and I think they're the better side. And at home, you know, 3.5's pretty cheap.
I kind of see it, but like, by what measure are they the better side? Because the Tigers have probably equal amount of talent to Para. It's just that I kind of trust the coaching of Para, and I trust the structure of Para a bit more. But no French, you know, just scares me a little bit because it does affect them. And then the Tigers being a confidence team, you know, is it a letdown spot maybe? Or do they now say, you know, we do have the roster that can make the finals? I didn't know that Moses could be getting let go. I thought that would be the Tigers' decision.
Yes.
And why would they release him? Or have they said they will?
Well, if he doesn't want to be there...
they're paying him good money, though.
Yeah, well,
that, so that's, like, kind of an unknown as well. I could kind of see both these teams just needing the game like blood. I could also see rain in Sydney on Easter weekend. You often get that. And just, like...
I looked at the weather. No rain. No rain.
So, yeah, definitely, I guess... to be honest, you know, I could make a case for both sides.
Yeah, so
when I can do that, usually don't.
You're right. Yeah, it's a gun to my head. I'm taking the Eels. It's Eels or nothing for me. But if I had a choice, which I do, thank God, I'm going to stay away from this one because this is a good round for betting.
Got a
choice. It's a great round for betting. We don't have to push our luck taking bets that we don't love. That's it. That's the round.
Yep. So I'm going to go. I've got to pack. I haven't packed yet.
Yeah,
I'm going to shave my beard. Say goodbye to the beard,
Jesus
guys.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're going to look about 12 years old. Can you take a before and after photo?
Well,
for the lads?
People will see what I look like now. They'll see what I look like next week.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I don't think anyone wants to see a photo.
Not excited about it, mate. has your missus seen you without a beard yet?
She wants
She's
me to
for
shave
a fucking
it.
Rude shock, mate.
But it's mostly just to get through airport security.
Yeah, true. Fair enough.
That's an issue.
Anyway,
right, guys, join the group. As I said, we're gonna be away for Easter. So he's going to Yippoon.
I'm going to Yippoon.
And I'm going across the ditch.
Hanging out in a beach town. So.
We may not be as able to interact as much as usual. If you send me a private message with like a 15-leg multi that just says thoughts, you know, I may not be able to.
We will get back here. We will be interacting in the group. It just won't be as much as usual.
Yep.
But that's why we're going to try and get up our best bets tonight. I'll try and upload the podcast tonight so you can listen to it on the drive to work tomorrow morning.
Well, anyone who's watching this now probably doesn't need to listen to the pod.
Well, yeah, true. No, that's right. That's right.
I always think that's
true. No, you're absolutely right.
But yeah, get in the group, lads. And there'll still be giveaways this weekend. We'll tee them up as well.
Yep.
$50 with Pinnacle. 50 US, I think.
Yeah, 50 US, which is 65. Yeah, the exchange rate isn't too bad at the moment. So $50 every single night. There's no games tomorrow night, so we won't be able to do a Thursday night, but we'll have Friday night, Sunday night games. So, all right, join the group.
Okay,
we'll be back
watching,
next week.
Guys. As always, please
gamble
responsibly.